conversation. What had he just said? Had he asked her a question? She felt herself blushing, her cheeks turning a slightly pink, as she answered evasively, "Well, I couldn't really say." Stefan sighed deeply. The shirt stretched tighter. Moa wondered how physically fit he really was. Probably very fit. She shouldn't be having those thoughts about her teacher, she knew that. But Stefan made it impossible for her to keep her mind in check.
"Moa. Moa."
Stefan sighed. "You have talent, a unique gift. Don't throw it all away. You can do better than this." He waved Moa's newly written short story in his hand, the one she'd sent him after yet another girly evening involving plenty of wine. It was really badly written, and Stefan had obviously seen right through her. After a year and a half of top marks and great performance, it was clear she was not making an effort. At the same time, her motivation had started to fade, which she hadn't thought would ever happen. What was the point of it all anyway? No matter what, she would still need to find another job, a proper job, outside of her authorship. 25 years old and no real prospects, she was now stuck at one of the most prestigious writing courses in the country and could hardly muster any enthusiasm for this anymore. She deliberated her words carefully before speaking one word at a time. I don't think this is my cup of tea anymore. Perhaps I have outgrown it all. I mean, so many of the students are great. Stefan rose so swiftly that his chair fell backwards. He looked like an actor on stage. A really handsome actor, Moa thought to herself.
"Don't say that. Never say that,"
Stefan yelled at her. He looked all fired up with a new spark in his eyes. He turned around and picked up the chair off the floor, much calmer. He sighed again and walked over to his bookshelf. Without much as a glance in her direction, he said,
"I'll give you a second chance. You have the rest of the week to edit this into something that shows off your caliber. I want it back no later than 3 p.m. on Sunday. We're done for today."
Moa stood up, slightly unsure whether to add something else, but decided she'd better scoot off quickly while she had the chance. Oh, that strong, muscular back, she thought. What wouldn't I do for a chance to scratch that?
"Wow, please swap places with me,"
Celia sighed when Moa told her friend about the meeting with Stefan. Celia had had a crush on Stefan ever since she started the writing course over a year ago and had driven Moa mad prattling on and on about how sexy he was. At first, Moa had thought Stefan was nothing but a sad has-been writer that had ended up as a teacher at a vocational college. As a young man, he had been a part of the cultural elite and married to a successful artist, but nowadays divorced. He probably had alcohol issues too. But Celia's gab had slowly changed Moa's mind, and she had eventually realized that he was not only a charismatic teacher, but a literary genius. Even if she would never admit it, she too had started dreaming of secret rendezvous with their most committed text teacher. "Be my guest. He's all yours," Moa joshed, but felt strangely jealous as she said it. "What do you mean? Are you dropping out?" Celia asked, and took a long, big gulp of the coffee she had just made them in their joint student room. It was snowing outside the window, as if the winter wanted to give one last performance as it finally turned February, and the darkness outside seemed almost solid. Moa longed for spring. Perhaps everything would be easier as the light returned.
"I don't know," Moa replied. "I don't know anything anymore."
That Thursday morning, Moa made a detour on her way back to her bedroom. It was Valentine's Day, and some of the students in the year below Moa had decorated the communal areas with red paper hearts. By every letterbox in the lobby, there is a little heart-shaped post-it note with the words, "You are beautiful." Moa smiled.